Welcome back to the new section of Truth Be Told. We have Mr. Shivanandan and we are continuing our discussion. You have a reputation which is probably one of the best in the force. Sir, how difficult it is to be an honest officer in the police service?
It is not at all difficult, you know. The government does pay officers well and good for whatever needs they have. And they take care of your housing. We get a society plot and they give you a loan. So a roof over your head is taken care of. Your children go to good schools which are subsidized and they do well. They are intelligent enough to launch into good careers. And enough money is paid for your needs. But for your greed, the government cannot pay, even the God cannot pay to fulfill anybody's greed, because greed is endless. So as a person who lived in his salary, I was comfortable, and maybe I didn't have the luxury which others had, but for that matter, I am not entitled to that luxury either. So whatever life we led, we were happy. If I don't, I never drank, so there's no question of alcohol playing any role. No foreign trips, no foreign holidays, no five-star thing. If that is not what you want, and if you're leading a satisfied life, then I think government is paying you enough. There's no need for being corrupt at all. But imaginary problem that my batchmate is CEO of Hindustan Liver and he is getting 110 crores. So I have to match it with this. That's waiting to be corrupt, no? That is the argument which people gave. They could have gone to become CEO of Hindustan Liver rather than joining the Indian Police Service. But when we joined the Indian Police Service, we knew this is the salary and this is the limit to which you can lead. The wife should know, the husband should know. I think I have no problem in living within the means.
It is said that honest officers find it very difficult to go get along with the politicians and the political masters. Honest officer finds it very difficult to get along with their seniors. How true is that?
In my case, I can't speak about the entire honest officers. If they are not perverse, honesty should not be used as a sharp-edged weapon to cut others into pieces. And if you indulge in honesty as far as doing your job and delivering justice to the people, and if you don't cross the Lakshman Rekha of various things, no honest officer would ever be disturbed by anybody. In my case, no politician ever asked me for a wrong thing for which I had the pleasure of telling him, Kaideshir galat hai, karnar nahi, asa bolayala mala sandhi nahi betle. But if the same politician is asking for a right thing to do, I never wasted even 1 minute. Lift the phone, issue the order and get it done. Because it is their right, they are representatives of the people. But the same is true of a common man who came to me. If it was to be done, it was done instantly. It was not to be done, it was never done. That's it. And as an honest man, I never got a call, I never got a letter, I never got anything like that. I don't think what is portrayed in the Indian cinema and media is correct that way. But if you are honest and use that as a weapon to harass others, obviously you also will get return harassment.
Sir, which means what you are saying is an honest officer should not meddle in a dishonest politician's life or dishonest.
No, you don't have to volunteer to do that. If there is a case which you have to investigate, you investigate. But you don't have to be pervert and chase people and then do all other things which you are not supposed to do. If there is an anti-corruption case against a politician, Lalu Prasad Yadav has been investigated, he has been convicted in various courts. So is so many other people, Sukram and so many others, they have all been investigated. So they have been convicted also.
Correct.
So that
Correct.
Way, we cannot just say, just because you are an honest man, you will be harassed. So I don't want to be honest. Is that the argument? No.
Sir, 26 transfers, right, in 35 years?
25 houses in 35 years. Maybe that much transfers also.
Is that natural?
It is natural. There may be others who got much more transfers and much more housing changes. But the point is, one could have manipulated to stay in the same house and then go around and things like that.
No, I'm saying...
But the point is, if you say you are an honest and straightforward person, go along with the flow. Even in my crime control and law and order maintenance and my personal life and all, I went along with the flow. They transferred, you went. They transferred me from Mumbai to Nagpur twice. Both the times I took my family and shifted the house. So you don't keep the house here, go there and do a short tenure out of a suitcase, come back here and continue to be in the same house. That is not done. So what I did was go along with the flow, and that is how I have grown. And it gave me immense satisfaction.
So you are saying, sir, an honest officer has nothing to worry in the police force. An honest officer is never troubled.
All depends upon, Sujit, person to person. There cannot be one measurement fitting all people. Correct. Depending upon circumstances, depending upon what he was up to, depending upon how he conducted himself, it is that. I will tell you a trick. If you are an honest man and you do your job and you are delivering your job, the politicians and others circumvent you and get the job done from the above or below. That does satisfy you? In my case, if I was not going to do that, they never. For example, in all the 6 years of commissioner of police, I never gave a gun license at all. So they didn't bother. They never pressurized me to give a gun license to people. But then later on, they would have got it done, any number of people. Right. So if they circumvent and get it done from the above or below, you don't poke your nose there and say that how you got it done and I will go and prevent it. That is the kind of attitude.
Sir, there is one thing you have done which I want to speak to you about. You built a beautiful school in Thane, as CP Thane. Tell me about it.
I built so far 3 schools.
Correct.
And fourth school I failed. That is in Gadchiroli I built for the policemen. So because the children of policemen deserve to be treated. It's a private school. Wherever I followed, I built the school with the funds collected from the public and then allowed private management to come and run it so that they get. So then the next one was in Chandrapur, and the third one, I had enough time in Thane. So I built a state-of-the-art school. It is 70,000 square feet with 3,000 children. What happened was, in the month of February 2005, I joined. A teacher came into my room and said, allow me to resign from this job. I was shocked. How am I controlling a teacher? So I told her, how are you? She said, your school, I'm under your management control. So you allow me. So I wanted to go with her and see the school, which I did. The school is 10 feet away from the office. And it had 82 children, 4 classes, all in one room, no fans, no tube lights, no boards of the name, no toilets. The children were using the road as the toilet. So I immediately
This is Thane. Thane.
And the school was started in 1920. So from 1920 to 2005, it had one room, one teacher, 80 children and an average. I said, when we are saying, you grilled me on police corruption. If policemen have to be not corrupt, why don't we give them the facility of a basic school, basic health, basic education and things like that? When a constable goes to a simple Saraswati Vidyalay, leave alone high-flown convents and all, they ask for a lakh of rupees to be deposited there. Maybe capitation fees or maybe anything. Where is this constable going to bring that 1 lakh of rupees? So the children are not getting attention. So I built a school. 3,000 children are there. It is English medium, half police and half others. Police children pay 25%, 75% free. And believe me, check on the internet. Year after year, they get only distinction and first class and nothing less. Now, if we give facilities like that, give them a proper house, give them proper health facility, a gym and a restaurant and all that I gave in Thane. Not only a school. I made a 4.5 crore hospital run by Wockhardt, now Fortis, and also a stadium, 2.5 crores worth, and a training center called Manthan in that Cinemax studio. 3 housing complex at the cost of the government, all other money I brought. A restaurant called Urjita and a police cafe in the office. And ATM through which we pay the salaries, and also a shop where provision store, good stuff they could buy at a cheaper price. So if you touch their lives in all possible ways and then give a lecture that you please don't be corrupt, maybe they will listen to you.
Absolutely, sir. With this, we'll take a short break and we come to the most important section of the program, which is 2611. Catch you back.